Before Christopher Scott went to prison, he led a quiet life, spending as much time as possible with his sons.
In the place that I lived, we had like a pond. So I used to take my two boys out and go feed the ducks because they used to just like to hear how the ducks quacked. And, you know, that was my everyday life, just going to work, coming home, taking care of my kids and my girlfriend.
Then Scott was arrested and convicted for a murder he didn't commit. He was locked up for 13 years before the real killer confessed. Scott knew he had to stay out of trouble when he was in prison because if he was ever proven innocent, he wanted to be able to walk free. So how did he walk the straight line? We spoke to him about that as part of our fandom series.
Four things kept me out of trouble. Working in the kitchen, going to the gym, reading three books per week, and the most important thing was the soap opera. The first time I watched the soap opera in prison, I walked to the day room and they was watching soap opera. And they was like, hey dude, you know, this is the soap opera side of the day room where people watch soap opera. I was like, oh, this is the side that I need to be on. I got a crew of men that in the world and society was killers. One of them named Baby Shaq because he was a big guy like Shaquille O'Neal. We had a guy named T-Bone and we had Slim 50. These were some of the hardest core fighting guys. But when that soap opera came on, you can hear a pin drop on cotton. It's like all eyes, don't nobody want to blink because if you feel like if you blink, you're going to miss something.
Brenda's in trouble.
That's because she was injected with a neurotoxin. In less than an hour, Brenda won't be able to breathe. So, Sonny, what matters more to you, revenge against me or saving Brenda's absurd little life?
We gave General Hospital a new name. We didn't call it General Hospital no more. We called it the Dope because it was addictive. We walked down the hallway, they shout, hey, did you see the Dope yesterday? And we had to share it with each other all day long. Like, hey, did you see this scene where Jason shot at the guy and he rescued Sonny and they dove in the water and they had to swim 2-3 miles to get away? And they carried on to the kitchen where we all went to work at. It was like, oh, they finna come in here and talk about the Dope today. We were like, yeah, if you don't want to hear about this Dope, you might as well move around because we finna keep talking about it.
I want to marry you.
Wait, no.
I want to marry you more than anything in the whole world.
You know, watching these love stories in a day room full of guys, you know, they made little snide remarks of, it's pretty much for women and females or whatever the case may be. But we didn't care about that because they knew the guy that was watching the soap opera probably couldn't kick half of the cell block he lived on. But, you know, it was this one character on General Hospital named Sonny Corinthos.
I don't want any trouble.
Well, that's too late. You own a clinic in Russia. You kept my friend prisoner. You drugged him to keep him in control.
And he ran the whole town and he had a bunch of businesses everywhere. But his main business was coffee imported. So I was telling myself, well, you know, this is kind of an inspiration to me, so I need to watch this guy and get some knowledge.
But on a serious note, be careful, be smart, and most important, stay alive.
And he used to hide whatever he was trying to ship in a barrel under the coffee beans, and it gets shipped out the country. So I looked at it, I said, man, you know, that may be a good way to move things in prison. And my job was working in the kitchen. So what I did, I created this hamburger business, but you got to get everything past the guards to get it where you have to go. So I used to take an ice bucket and line cardboard at the bottom of the ice barrel. And I used to sit 60 hamburgers and 60 orders of fries on a cardboard. And then I put another cardboard on top of it. So when the officers raised the lid up, they couldn't see it because it was underneath the ice. So once I got to the cell block, I dumped the ice out and sell them. And dude, I was like the black Wendy's or the black Ronald McDonald in prison. And there was kind of like that entrepreneurship that I learned from watching soap operas. The soap operas really, it resonated a lot about missing home, missing the arguing you heard your mom and dad have.
Jason is a Quartermain, and he belongs back here in this house.
I'm not going to resort to manipulating.
You miss the sisters fighting over the bathroom. You miss the brothers, you know, going outside shooting basketball in the backyard. So, yeah, it resonated hard and heavy. Like, just say holiday seasons.
Hey, Michael, it's your dad. I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
You see the soap opera people, they got the big Christmas trees. You know, they dress nice in red and white and all these pretty, you know, Christmas colors. And it made you want to be a part of that. It made you be like, I remember when we used to put candy canes on the Christmas trees. And when my mom went to sleep, we used to sneak and eat them off the Christmas tree. And seeing it on TV, I'm going to tell you, I didn't want people to see me cry or shed a tear. But every now and then, that happened. So I had to go in my cell. And I used to hang a sheet up. And the sheet would cover my whole cell. And I just used to go in my cell and have a big cry about it. Wasn't bad tears, it was good tears, because I know I still had a heart. Because being falsely in prison, sometimes it hardens that heart to where you don't want to show a sign of weakness. So, you know, I know watching soap operas helped me with my dilemma. And we all can learn a lesson about how we choose not to judge people about what they think or what they watch, because we all need something to hold on to.
Christopher Scott was exonerated after 13 years in prison. When he got out, he kept up that entrepreneurial spirit that he learned on General Hospital. He created a detective agency that looked into other innocence cases. His story is going to be featured in an upcoming PBS documentary called True Conviction. And yes, he still watches every episode of General Hospital.